of the Lord's Prayer, evening to the third petition, Matthew chapter 6. I'll begin. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your will be done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Do not forgive others their trespass, neither will your Father forgive. Lord, we are not only a sinful people. Decrease, Christ would increase. To do the will of God. To be obedient to the Lord, to do what the Lord wants and desires. We learn in the first catechism question that our purpose, our chief end in life, is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And that twofold purpose of glorifying God and finding joy in Him, in other words, the only way we bring glory to God, the only way we is by doing the will of God. Now, Jesus has taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And I hope that you have come to see with the glorious brevity, there is a logical progression to all of these petitions. For God's name to be hallowed, His kingdom must be hallowed. And this petition for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven follows logically on those. For God's name to be hallowed, for His kingdom to come, for Him to be truly acknowledged as King, then His will must. And friends, this is a prayer that is we are the only ones who have been regenerated by Jesus that can truly strive to do His will. Take note from the outset that Jesus established this prayer comes from a Savior who knows through and through to pray this petition, Your will be done. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus accepted. He accepted the cross, and what prayer did He accept? And in this way, Jesus fulfills and He exposes the heart of this. The Lord establishes His kingdom through the cross, first by Jesus dying on it and rising again as we daily take up our cross and follow Him and seek and His will. And let's begin this evening, following a similar pattern we have done with our others, begin with some important definitions. What is the will of God? This is a phrase common in Christian circles. People talk about the will of God. But, well, first of all, God's will is simply what, that's what that word means, a desire. And Scripture very often speaks of God's will. And in that, it teaches us that God's will is the final cause of all things. Both small and great, things are under the control of God, and all things happen. Job 23:18 says, and what his soul desires, that is to say, God does. Now that's, but that's our fallen human reasoning hearing that statement. God is good, He is righteous, and therefore everything that we should find great comfort and hope in the fact that God, because He's a good and righteous God who loves His people. And people often ask the question, why has God done this or that? Why has His will is the final? Now, like God's kingdom, confusion around this subject of the will of God. And I think there is an important distinction from the outset that will be helpful. And this may sound a bit technical, but I would submit to you from the and the distinction that I want us to understand, a secret will, a revealed will, and it's the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words. There are these two aspects of the will of God. His secret will is sometimes called the will. Sometimes theologians will call it God's decree. And this is the will that is hidden from us. It's God's secret. But that verse in Deuteronomy 29 also alludes to his, sometimes called the will of his, or preceptive will, and it's simply what he commanded. It's the will that he reveals to us. And you'll see the quote I have there from Voss, and he writes, "The revealed will of God, also called his preceptive, or the standard of man's moral. The secret will of God is also called, it's not a rule of human duty, and cannot be known by man except as it unfolds. However, some parts of the secret will of God have been revealed," and that's why I had us sing. Note that there is no contradiction. His revealed will is what he prescribes or commands us to. I think a good example would be how God's revealed will, and yet in his hidden secret will, he ordained, and yet it was that part of God's will that brought. And so when we pray, "Your will be done," it's a prayer of these aspects of God's. The Catechism summarizes, we pray that God, by his grace, would make to know, obey. Petition is about knowing and obeying. And so when we ask that his will would be done, and I'm sorry I didn't mark my blank, we're asking that God would enable us to know it. And the Gospels indicate that Jesus saw the will of God for his life. Think about when he was tempted by Satan to divert from the will of God, and God's revealed, even though he knew that obeying that will meant God's revealed will to direct us. And perhaps the most magnificent treatment of the heart of a believer longing to do the will of God, we find 175 of them are the heartfelt longings of the psalmist, praying, "Lord, enable to follow your path, to keep your commandments," and as the psalmist. And that means, secondly, that when we pray without a heartfelt desire to be, and in fact, the scriptures in very direct 5:17, "Therefore, but understand what the will in the dark when it comes to one," very often, very straight, very specific instructions regarding God's 5:16-18. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will." That's God's will for you. And I think that I mentioned that what we see in the church, and I say, we hear people say, "Well, I believe it's God's will for me to do this or that," and it's clearly against the secret. And what we are doing when we have this attitude is we're claiming to know his, what we are told in Deuteronomy is that's, it's hidden from us, but the things, they belong to us. And so we are to concern ourselves with all which is given to us, that get a term, and a family member or someone close to them, well, the doctor gave them, but I just know they die in 3 months. Our prayer in that situation. And so we are to go and obey the revealed will of, but thirdly, this petition is submitting to the secret. We're asking in this petition to submit to your secret, to submit to it, and not to God's secret will. And our reaction should be, when we look at the news, we are, in a sense, catching up on God as it unfolds. And we're called to a posture of, and this is, by the way, this is why the Bible so strongly condemns sorcery and fortunes, to rob God of what it. It's an attempt to delve into the secret will of God, which we are told it is. And so we are reactive, we're called to, when Job lost everything, when his property was destroyed, his family killed, all those things were appointed by God, even though they were brought about by Satan. And while Job was a good example of submission to the secret Jesus Christ, think again about his prayer. And again, for the second time, he went away, "If this cannot pass, unless..." Now, why that was so amazing, he knew what awaited him. He knew the cost of that prayer, that it meant the cursed death of the cross, being abandoned by his father. We read that in Psalm. And finally, we have these words, "Your will be done on earth." Now, why are these words here? Heaven is the only wherein God's will is done. And I think that's an amazing thing for us to think about. There is a realm God's will is done to perfection. One commentator put it this way. He said, "God's will is done in heaven by the holy angels and by the saints that have departed this life. God's will is done. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do." God's will is done. In this way, it reminds us that we are a people who will one, and therefore this is an encouragement. Our eternal destiny is put before. It reminds us that, but Jesus, the second Adam, and doing the will of God to perfection was Christ's overwhelming desire. In John 3:30, "Do the will of him who sent and accomplish." My food is to do the will of him who sent me. In John 5:30, he proclaimed, "I seek not my own will." Your Savior's desire was to do, and it is precisely because he submitted and became our sacrifice, crucified. And that means it's not an impossible wish, it's not a pipe dream, it's not a Hallmark card. God answers this prayer. And if you are united because you have been regenerated, we know that by nature we are not only utterly unable and unwilling to know and do the will of God, but we rebel. And that's the wonder of the gospel, that Christ has given us a new nature, given us his Holy Spirit, and that means willing to know, obey. And we have a covenant representative in Jesus, who paid the penalty for his broken body, his shed blood on the one hand, but before us. And yet the same cross assures us that because punishment reconciled us, and so it is with him and in his heart. Amen. Our Father and our God, hallowed be your name. We thank you for our representative, Jesus, not only shows us the heart and the meaning of this, we pray, Lord, that in Son and by the power of your Holy Spirit,